You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Senator Clinton is an outstanding public servant, and she is going to be a great asset when we go into November to make sure that we defeat the Republicans. That I can promise you.
I also want to recognize Senator Obama and his supporters. Our two campaigns have turned out record numbers of new voters, determined to chart a new course for America.
Now that's the two Democratic rivals.
That is so beautiful how they love each other. I'm so emotional about that.
I think Kumbaya is coming up next. That's the two Democratic rivals speaking warmly about one another this weekend. And John, it is hard to believe that after this hard-fought Democratic primary, that it's finally coming to a close, at least as far as voting is concerned. It's been 5 months since the caucuses started.
Don't remind me, okay? Don't remind me. But I think, you know, we're at the end. It's time to, like, think about November. And the idea that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are like best of friends now seems a little hard for me to take.
No, but it's all about unity, right, Andrea Bernstein?
Andrea,
are you there?
Andrea, bail us out here. Come on.
Maybe not quite yet.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I am in Rapid City, South Dakota, getting ready to go with Hillary Clinton on the last full day of campaigning this primary season, which is, I will point out, 5 months after the last day of campaigning before Iowa, but another 5 months before November. And
is that right, Andrea? It's actually Andrea Bernstein is our takeaway political correspondent director, I should actually say. Is that right? Is it exactly 5 months from the past and 5 months from the future?
It is, in fact. And it
5 months from the future? What is
that?
It? Five months from the future?
Till November.
Okay, right. All right, very good. Anyway, go ahead, Andrea.
If we had read the polls 5 months before Iowa, we would all be planning the race between Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani.
Right.
So we shouldn't think too much about the polls. However, I don't think that this was the best weekend for Barack Obama. He had to quit his church. He lost big in Puerto Rico. I mean, he lost bigger than the poll said he was going to lose by a sort of West Virginia-sized margin of 68-32. And though, if you look at how his supporters are reacting to Saturday's Rules and Bylaws Committee decision, they're praising it as fair, whereas the Hillary Clinton people are saying, when it comes to Michigan, we're not so sure. There was some trauma.
Well, let's review the bidding. Let's review the bidding. So Michigan, Florida, Obama did well there. Puerto Rico, Obama did terrible there. And you're saying that the church thing is a net negative.
I don't think that this was probably the weekend that Obama would have wanted to have right before locking up the nomination. It seems like the math is there. It seems like he may have the numbers this week. And yet, he hasn't exactly strided towards victory. He has this big loss in Puerto Rico coming after big losses in West Virginia and Kentucky. Now, along the way, he did win Oregon. He did win North Carolina. But it's not probably the way that you want to close, especially as everybody has been saying, and even more so after the decision on Saturday, that it's all over for Hillary Clinton, and you know that was her last best chance.
But Andrea, how significant is that really, though? Because there was absolutely no expectation that he was going to do well in any of those states.
Well, I think if they'd had their choice, they would rather have won or done less badly. They already have opened up a front in talking to the superdelegates on Obama's Latino problem. He did make that ad in which he was speaking Spanish, but he's known since at least February that there are some rifts that need to be healed. Now, Puerto Rico is, of course, not voting in November, but people have families, people are connected, there are similar issues that track in Puerto Rico as track in the Latino issues on the mainland. So he is going to have to do some work in that area.
Last question for you, Andrea. Given that, let's take a big picture, which is there's lots of reports saying that there is an expectation both by Obama's people and Clinton's people that after the two primaries on Tuesday that the super delegates are going to rally behind Mr. Obama. That would give him the nomination.
Well, it does look like that's where it's headed, and we are headed back to New York tonight, and then we don't know what's happening after that. There's been a lot of speculation there'll be some kind of victory party tomorrow in New York City, and then what? We don't know. There may be some activity later in the week, but we might want to go out listening to the clip of people shouting, "Denver, Denver," when the rule came down against Hillary Clinton at that meeting. It shows what Barack Obama is going to have to face in unifying his party.
Andrea Bernstein will certainly be checking in with you. Many thanks, our takeaway political director.